Hello, my name is Martin Roberts. In the past, I've chaired the Secondary Committee of the HA and also been a Deputy President. My starting point is that we need to be more ambitious for our subject. A sustained belief through my career is the importance of school history for all pupils. Consequently, the fact that as little as 30% of pupils study history at GCSE seems to me a sad and unacceptable state of affairs. In recent years, I've viewed history from the perspective first of a head teacher of a comprehensive school and latterly as a member of the steering committee of the Prince's Teaching Institute. From these perspectives, the following points seem to me incontestable. History is special, not just one of many subjects of equal importance, jostling for space in a crowded curriculum. We've a powerful case to make, and it's often well made by non-historians. Here's a contemporary philosopher, A.C. Grayling. History is one of the indispensable studies. No person can be educated and civilised who does not make a study of history and has the habit of reading history. This is because it stands alongside literature and the arts as one of the richest and best sources of understanding human experience and the human condition. And it equips us to understand ourselves, to organise our lives and our societies, and to meet the future as best we may. And here is Cicero, lawyer and politician, writing 2,000 years ago. Not to know what took place before you're born is to remain forever a child. We should add, at a time when British parliamentary democracy has never been held in lower public esteem, the study of history is a vital resource for informed, responsible citizens in a healthy democracy. So what's to be done? At a national level, the HA must lead more strongly. In alliance with our humanities subjects, it needs, in this election year, to remind politicians that the present curriculum and history's place within it are not set in stone. On the contrary, the national curriculum is barely 20 years old, a clumsy construct emerging from a series of political crises and compromises with no philosophic coherence. With our allies, the HA must fiercely question its excessively instrumental character, which stems from the present government's belief that the main purpose of education is improving economic competitiveness. And what can you history teachers do in your own neck of the woods? When so much of recent government policy is now being questioned, you should initiate in your schools a serious debate about what education is for. You will need your SLT to understand that this debate is about meeting properly the needs of young people. It's not about how better to execute government policies, nor about proving league table positions. You will then be able to make a persuasive case for a broad and balanced curriculum for all and for the place of history within it. You will be able to quote some leading contemporary thinkers in support of your case. Draw attention of your colleagues to important critics of government's instrumentalist approach to education. Wave Alison Wolfe's 2002 Penguin, Does Education Matter? And use this quote. Our preoccupation with education as an engine of growth has narrowed, dismally and progressively, our vision of education itself. Contemporary writers may pay a sentence or two of lip service to the other objectives of education before passing on to their real concern about economic growth. Our recent forebears, living in significantly poorer times, were occupied above all with the cultural, moral and intellectual purpose of education. We impoverish ourselves by our indifference to these. Then quote Frank Furedi's Wasted, Why Education is Not Educated, published last year. Take the subject of history, he writes, which is frequently portrayed as an outdated, irrelevant relic of the 19th century curriculum. Properly understood, history is the subject that probably contributes most to the broadening of our imagination. One of its purposes is to help children transcend their own immediate experience and gain an understanding about how humanity has evolved, changed, and developed an understanding of itself. You will win the intellectual argument, but do not get downhearted if the changes you wish do not immediately happen. The instrumentalist focus of the curriculum is deeply entrenched. Keep teaching well, getting good results, and arguing for history. If we all campaign intelligently, so strong is our case that we'll turn the tide in our favour. So good luck.